Welcome to another edition of Marketing Insights, a monthly podcast where we talk to industry leaders about key issues, trends, legislative initiatives, and association news that affects all of us who serve in the construction, industrial, and MRO markets. Sit back now and enjoy as we learn together.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Marketing Insights. Today, we have the good fortune of talking with Jim Lucy, the chief editor of Electrical Wholesaling Magazine. Jim's been in the magazine business and with electrical wholesaling for 28 years, and I've had the pleasure of knowing and working with him for several of those years. To say Jim knows the electrical market is an understatement. He's written and published several articles on the industry, and I guess is the lead educator on Electrical Wholesaling University for online training. So we welcome Jim. Jim has agreed to talk to us about the much anticipated top 200 listing that comes out every June, and he's agreed to kind of give us a sneak peek of that. So we're all looking anxiously forward to what Jim has to say. So Jim, again, thank you very much for taking time out of your day for us.
Oh, thank you very much, John. Thanks for inviting me on today. I'm looking forward to doing this and hopefully have some good information for some of your listeners.
Well, I'm sure you do. Every time I talk to you, I learn something, so I'm sure today's not going to be any different. So let's start off. It's been a rough couple of years for the electrical market, as most other markets, but is there any light at the end of the tunnel?
You know, John, we're just starting to see some in some select markets. Obviously, everyone on the call here today or listening knows that the non-residential construction market has really taken a pretty significant hit. I wish I had some better news and say that's going to turn around immediately or even by the end of the year. But it's going to be a slow crawl back up to normalcy or respectability, I guess you could say. We are seeing some pockets in the industrial market. Some of our top 200 respondents are starting to see some activity there. In some select markets, also seeing some movement in the residential market. So in a few areas, in the overall customer segments, we're starting to see some movement. But it's been, we were in a pretty good tailspin. The longest, or should say the deepest since I've been with the magazine, I would have to guess between the last 2 years, I think you could probably look at combined industry sales. And it depends on what size companies you might be speaking with, but probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 25-30% and more that the total industry sales have been down. We'll be looking at totaling up what's happened to the larger distributors in the top 200 as our responses continue to pour in. But it's been a market where although sales are down, some of the more progressive companies during this downturn continued. They did everything they could to hang on to their key employees, and they were looking at some select markets, so specifically the green market, which I'm sure we'll have a chance to talk about in a little bit. So it's they made some investments, but like many companies, had to take some pretty bad hits in as far as personnel, inventory, and occasionally closing down branches as well.
Yeah, well, we all have felt the pain, unfortunately, and I don't know anyone that has been unhappy to see 2009 go away.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So you had mentioned about some of the more progressive companies weathering the storm. Any more insights as to how they did that? I mean, you mentioned a couple things there, but.
Yeah, I think some of the most interesting things, you know, we've been talking, and certainly in electrical wholesaling, writing about the green, the energy, sale of energy efficient electrical products for a long time. But I'd have to say over the past year, it seems to have been a period when people are really kind of putting their money where their mouths are, in that they've been hiring some energy specialists. We've seen a number of companies setting up a special department in that, depending on the regions of the country there may be in. We've definitely seen some activity investing in either a solar market. LEDs are starting to creep into the point where distributors are actually measuring them as a percent of sales. Now, admittedly, it's only a percent or two of sales with some companies, but we're starting to see them look at some of these new markets and you know, it is, I guess you could say, it's a pretty good time to be looking at those, because there's in their traditional core markets, the light resident, or excuse me, light commercial, up and through the MRO, it has been pretty quiet. So they've had some time to look at some of these new things. And I think there's some of those areas are starting to bear some fruit.
Some of these marketing niches. Any idea on like the size of the markets of green, the size of the market, I mean, from electrical standpoint?
Yeah, that's a good question, and to some degree it depends on how you define green. But if you figure that with the for the typical electrical wholesaler, if the lighting equipment alone, if you figure that accounts for in their product mix for probably up to about 20-25%. Of their is in lighting, ballast lamps, fixtures, controls, some of the related equipment, reflectors, and all. And I think all that is really definitely fair game as far as for energy efficient upgrades on that. Kind of the exciting thing that within the whole green market that we're finding is that while a lot of the talk is on LEDs, and there really is an exciting new technology, but right now the payback, depending on which specific application, is still a bit out there. If you're going to talk with a building owner and with an LED system, if you have to go and tell them that it's going to still take about 5 years to break even and then you'll start returning savings, they may not be as that they you may lose their interest a bit. But with many of the conventional, what for today would pass for conventional lighting systems, the T8, T5 fluorescents, some of the metal halides, some of the high bay things for industrial, when you can, there are some fabulous utility programs, some of the government programs, and you can really show a customer that you can have that can be completely paid back and start producing real savings within as little as a year and a half to 2 years. And I think a lot of people are taking advantage of that. I mean, they're looking at the new opportunities and LEDs and some of the renewables, but some of the real core energy retrofit work in lighting has really been kind of interesting. We're also seeing I'm starting to see some movement too, kind of on a related thing, where distributors are trying to take control of some of these lighting retrofit jobs, and while they aren't necessarily doing the installation with their own companies, they're bidding it out, or almost acting like a general contractor and getting some of the installation crews like that to kind of find the work and then parcel it out or bid it out to some of their area contractors or lighting maintenance folks.
That's kind of a new role for the electrical distributor, isn't it?
It really is. I think it's very interesting. There's a kind of a company to watch with that. There's one of our top 200 distributors is a company by the name of Facility Solutions Group, based out of Austin, Texas. About 3 years ago, they acquired a company that we've written a lot about in wholesaling, OK Electric Supply, out of Perth Amboy, New Jersey. And Bernie Erickson has been for many years noted as one of the real kind of green marketing mavens, I guess you could say. But part of his whole what he brought to the equation there with Facility Solutions Group is that they did a lot of their own retrofits. I mean, he did everything from putting in the exit lighting in the Empire State Building and walking up and down the stairs to try to figure how many different fixtures you would need. But once he got his all the calculations in, they would then sub it out to some of the area contractors. But one of the reasons that Facility Solutions Group acquired them was to bring that kind of thinking into some other national markets. Locally, I'm based at the Kansas City area here, and another interesting group to watch right now, there's a trade group called the National Association of Lighting Maintenance Companies. And these are basically electrical contractors who specialize in anything from some of the big lighting retrofit contracts for big box stores or supermarkets or a lot of retail and parking lot lighting. But there's been, in the last year or two, there's been several distributors, including Graybar and Border States out of the Dakotas, and also with operations down through Arizona, who have joined the association because they want to get closer to some of these maintenance contractors and then possibly even start farming out, as we mentioned, start bidding it out. And one of the local president of the association is based out here in Kansas City. I had a very interesting chat with him that will actually be highlighting in an upcoming article of electrical wholesaling. So I think the lighting retrofit business is really one of the real interesting things here that can produce a real payback. And even in these down but improving economic times, definitely an area that holds more promise than ever.
That's one great thing about this country, that when you're existing market dries up, the creativity, both at the contractor level and the distributor level, they'll find new ways of making money, which I think is just a great story. You know?
Yeah, and I think exactly, John. And you know, I think one of the reasons I found the electrical market to be so interesting over the years I've covered it is that there are so many entrepreneurs in this business, in many, many cases, family-owned businesses, not all that much corporate red tape. These people are just out trying to figure another way to sell more electrical products, run their companies more profitably, and they come up with some pretty neat new ideas in the process.
Yeah, well, that's good. Well, I really haven't heard much about mergers and acquisitions. Obviously, it was the sign of the times, but do you think the M&A activity might start to come back now that the economy is at least starting to do an uptick?
I think so. And the big question will be certainly as soon as the bankers are willing to lend the kind of dollars that some of these companies are cost these days for acquisitions, I think we'll continue to see that. We've seen it kind of level out when we, in our coverage of the market, kind of in, I guess you could say, the go-go years when there was a lot of merger activity, wasn't at all unusual for 20 or 30 companies to be acquired, 20 full-line distributors to be acquired. It slowed down to a slow trickle right now, and there are just a handful over the past 12 months that I can think of. But I think it's definitely inevitable, and kind of a good gauge of that, as we try to track acquisition activity, is in our top 200 listing. For many, going through the good portion of the 90s and even into the early part of this decade here, the top 200 distributors probably accounted somewhere around 40% of total industry sales. Then it hopped in the mid to the part of the decade, 2005, 6, and 7, it hopped up to about 60% of sales, which is probably about where it is right now. Last year, or most recent sales figures, we have about 58% of all business is done through the top 200 distributors. Now, the companies that are doing an awful lot of that acquiring are certainly the top five largest distributors, which are Sonepar, not in any particular order, but Rexel, Sonepar, Graybar, Consolidated Electrical Distributors, and Wesco. And between them over the past 5, 10, 15, and even going back some, they've acquired dozens and dozens of distributors. We don't really expect the kind of industry to lose its kind of feel as a, for the most part, independent, and a very big factor being the independent distributors and a few very large corporations. But there's no doubt that some of these companies are going to be trying to fill in some of their market gaps. I mean, looking specifically at a company like Sonepar, which has acquired several dozen distributors over the past 10 or 15 years and does have some areas on the West Coast and through the Southwest that it can kind of still fill in before it'll be completely or truly a national distributor. So I do expect the acquisition activity to pick up in the next year, 18 months, but it'll largely be a function of the how much money the investment bankers have to work with on that.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to add that the one thing through this recession that we really haven't seen very much of is we've seen very few bankruptcies of electrical distributors. Now, some of these distributors are certainly digging into their bank accounts, to say the least, to kind of keep things afloat over the last couple of years. But to date, we haven't seen many going out of business, and very, very few. And don't know if there'll be some companies as we get through this business cycle, if there'll be some in a weakened condition and will be more of a target for acquisitions or not. I haven't heard a whole lot about that, but it could be something to watch.
I would think that some of these niche players that we talked about earlier that are expanding into other markets or other things that they have not traditionally done, I would imagine that the big boys will be watching them, and if they're successful, may start to purchase them to get into that niche and already have a model established.
Definitely, that's a good point, John. And I would definitely expect that. If you look at, for instance, I'd have to say the one company that comes to mind right off of the large companies that have done a lot of acquisitions over the past couple of years is Wesco. Is very often they have some specific strengths in integrated supplier or like a national account contracts, and they've purchased a couple of companies kind of strategically that had some real expertise in that. They've done some companies that are very strong in the retrofit area. So, yeah, I think that's definitely one company that has definitely gone after that, and I think we could certainly see more companies looking for a real specific area of expertise. As we mentioned earlier, the OK Electric Supply and Facility Solutions Group would be another good example of that. Also seeing, so also on a somewhat smaller scale, There was a company, very large, from the upstate New York and up to New England, called Horizon Solutions, and they recently picked up a small energy service company, or an ESCO, that is very skilled in lighting retrofit work. And again, it's on sort of the end user side, I guess you could say, of the equation. So yeah, that's a good point. I think it will definitely see some of these companies looking at the type of expertise. In many cases, and specifically in the lighting area, I mean, I think an awful lot of the electrical distributors have that's kind of right in their sweet spot. I mean, that they hopefully have had them train their people adequately to take an awful lot of that on as they get into some of the more sophisticated lighting systems, and particularly as we get into some of the LEDs and all, it will require even some additional training and expertise.
Well, with new construction being the way it is, they have to look for other options, and obviously existing buildings have to be lit. So,
it's a good point. There's a lot of talk about the one other thing in the top 200 listing that I did pop up. There's we talk a lot about green buildings and how we determine that's green. What exactly is a green building? And to some degree, one of the biggest ways is certainly what's called the LEED standards. It's basically a set of professional standards that people try to qualify their buildings for. It says, yes, this indeed does save enough energy and all that. I'm seeing more and more distributors, and in particular our survey responses that are coming in, that are starting to invest in the training for their own their people. I mean, when you look at a green building overall, electrical is a good sized part of it, but it involves anything from the use of recycled materials. It could be the recycled materials in carpets, what type of paint to use, the windows, insulation, roofing, a lot of HVAC. So there's quite a few other things in there, and it's kind of, I guess you'd say, a holistic approach to the building market, and distributors, electrical business, into figuring out where they fit into that whole, what type of LEED certification.
Yeah, and I'd imagine that the green movement, even though, I mean, it's not the most acceptable thing right now. I mean, a lot of people pay lip service for it, but when they find out it's going to cost 15, 20, 25% more to build, they are somewhat taken aback. And I think it may be because of the economy more so than anything else. But I think down the road it's going to continue to be a hot topic.
It is, and I think a lot of it is, really, as we, when distributors can, and part of the whole sale, I mean, the distributors are really, the good progressive distributors are pretty skilled as far as the selling the technical specifics of the product, how much energy they save, what kind of, lumens per watt, how they measure the quality of the light. But what's the best of breed, I guess you could say, where they really excel, in addition to knowing the technical basics, is they can talk to end users or building owners, the CFO, the financial people, and say, hey, look, if we put this system in, utility's going to give you so much of a rebate, even up front, here's the return on investment, and this will pay for itself within a year or two. And there's just a lot of calculators out there in the market where they can kind of do it. They don't have to do it on the back of a napkin or something. I mean, interestingly enough, I just saw a contractor had come up with an application that will do a lighting calculation on an iPad. So there's lots of things out there that you can, people have learned doing that kind of financial analysis for lighting retrofit.
Yeah, good. Well, good. Any other little nuggets from the sneak preview that you can share with us today?
I think the it's been an interesting, when you look at the the 200 distributors in the list, and the kind of the interesting thing over the years that I've been always impressed with is we constructed based on the sales and sales employee and actual branch locations that people provide to us, and for the most part they are willing to publish the figures. What we do is some of them do ask for it to be published confidentially, and we just use it for placement. But if you, over the last couple of years, if you figure we have the 200 people that are replying, we get up to 120, 130 people that are willing to provide that type of sales data. And I was kind of worried that this would be the first year we would see a real significant drop off. Like, nope, people aren't going to want to talk about their sales when they're down 20 or 25 or 30%. But the response rates are good. I don't have enough data in right now to say, hey, well, here's the average, sales increase, decrease, or whatever. It was kind of funny when the first 20 or 30 replies came in. I guess they were the people that were a little more optimistic, and I was seeing an awful lot of the double-digit increases, although obviously off of low sales of the year before. But I'd have to say right now, if I the ballpark is most people are projecting, the distributor respondents projecting for 2010 flat to maybe single digit growth. In some cases, there, you know, we are getting the people looking at double digit and up to, I've seen a couple come in up to 20%, but I think it's really next year that they're kind of pointing to, which is going to be a really solid growth year there, and this is going to be sort of a flat to single digit growth. And just a general rule of thumb is that the over the last couple of decades, the electrical market tends to grow between 4 to 8%, I guess you could say, is the average growth rate. That very seldom does get into double digits. It was in double digits around 2005, 2006, up to 2007 time frame, and it has certainly throttled it back from that. But I think we're kind of looking at 2011 for some really good, solid growth, and that'll be when we do see a lot of the construction market kicking in. Just one other thing I should mention as we're talking about kind of growth markets is that some companies, it's not federal or public works type of projects have never necessarily been a big piece of the action for the traditional electrical distributor, but with all the federal spending money that's been pouring into these different government programs, the American Resource and Recovery Act, there's a lot of federal buildings that are getting work done, anything from energy retrofits for courthouses, schools, military bases, and there's some good on the website there that they have that all the projects are listed there right down to the zip code, and it's federal business opportunities. If you Google that, you can it will show you exactly where some of the work is. So I've seen some distributors taking advantage of that. It's the quotes are open, or the bidding, I should say, open to people from all around the country. So it's not going to be the great margin work, but they are specifically calling out and publicizing the need for some of these lighting projects and other electrical upgrades that we were talking about earlier.
That's great. Well, there's light at the end of the tunnel, it seems like, and it happens not to be a train, which is good news.
Yeah, and it's not a green, and the light looks pretty green, too, I guess you could say.
Good. Well, Jim, I appreciate you taking your time out of your busy schedule to talk to us, and I want to thank you very much for your great industry insights. I'm sure we've all learned something today.
Well, I appreciate you having me on today. I hope you all do it again sometime. Thank you very much.
Okay.